This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
To go.
Good morning.
For now, until we're, you know, pulled off the air simply because the data centers have been put in place and AI is telling Trump that we shouldn't be on the air, right? That's what it's all about. We
could
got
happen.
A whole bunch of texts on the data centers. One here from Pete and one of Connie to put a pin in Trump's AI data center claims. These data centers have been on the drawing board for quite a while now. I've heard discussions about these for at least a year. Biden infrastructure, this is from Pete also, Infrastructure Improvement Act was the reason given for the money being pumped into building these systems necessary to supply these data centers. So it looks like Trump is taking credit
for the
Infrastructure Improvement Act.
That Biden put in place.
Exactly.
Well, what a surprise that is. I'm shocked.
I can't believe he
would
did that.
He did that accidentally,
I think. And Mark on Prairie du Sac says, are we going to see the surveillance state here like they have in China, where they watch citizens all the time? And the answer is yes.
Yes, we're going to see that.
Yep.
Okay. It's a cold start this morning, but not as cold as we've had the last couple of days.
Right.
7 degrees. We're going to see a high near 24, a little bit of very light snow. And we are just about to wrap up the contest for Boys to Men tickets for this morning. You still have a few more minutes to get in on that. State Fair is the keyword. You can text us on the Civic Media app, State Fair. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. We're going to get to the Silk Road deal, the pardon that Trump put in place. Amazing. This guy talks tough all the time, but, doesn't quite act that way. Let's go to the phones first.
Yes.
We've got Dick on the line. What do you got for us, Dick?
Good morning.
A quick question and an observation. Question is, do you think if Charles Manson was still alive that he would pardon him? And then...
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, okay. But is it just me? I don't watch him closely. I try not to, but what I do see of him lately, since doesn't he look, for someone who won, just haggard and beat down?
Yeah.
I mean, he's so monotone.
Yeah.
He looks like he's on some type of downer yesterday when he was answering questions from the press. And to me, he just looks awful.
I think he doesn't think he has to try harder anymore. I think he just, you know, can casually say anything he wants.
He looks spent from the whole thing that he went through at his age. And he needs, like, some serious rest.
Well, Gordy was talking about that off the air.
Yeah, we were
just a few moments ago.
We were talking about how he had the some big party the night before the inauguration.
He had a rally of some sort.
Big rally, and then he had all day with the inauguration, and then all night with the balls.
How does he do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hard to...
Could be.
Huh, wonder how
could
to
be some
going.
Kind of stimulating
medication
perhaps, that he takes.
But, yeah.
It's just a...
He does look...
We're just...
Tired.
We're spitballing it. That's all. We're not accusing him
of
anything.
No.
Please, you know, if you're surveilling us right now.
Right.
All right, Dick. Thanks for that call. Let's get to the pardon, the big pardon. This is the big story for me anyway. I want to throw in this before we get to the big pardon. My son, my older son, he's into this stuff. He's 26 now. But about the AI.
Yeah.
Centers, so the data centers and these big CEOs making a big deal about this. AI is just something that's been going on for the last 15 years, and he is so angry about about how people are blowing the AI idea out of proportion.
Your son is angry.
Yeah,
about
he's angry about it. He says, come on, this AI thing is just what's going on computers. That's it. Mm. You know, this isn't something new or spectacular or different. It's just been going on. So don't make a big deal about it. This sounds so ridiculous. Anyway, that's his opinion. Mm. Okay. I'm still thinking. No, it's a big deal.
It's coming into its.
I got to tell them the truth.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten bigger somehow. The story's gotten bigger because everybody's jumping on it.
Yeah,
everyone knows about it now. It's been in the works for quite a while, but everyone knows about it and everyone is able to use it now.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of hyperventilating over the robots using AI faces, which we wanted on this program desperately. Right. We wanted everybody to feel real and comfortable watching us.
Oh, well. Right, maybe we'll still get that when we get the new studio.
Sam is totally against AI.
Right.
All right, my head is in my hands.
I know. This is a big story. Ross Ulbricht was serving a life sentence for creating a site in a shady corner of the internet. You know, one of those shady tubes. To sell heroin, cocaine, and other illicit substances, a lifetime sentence.
Mm.
In court, prosecutors claimed that Mr. Ulbricht had also solicited the murders of people whom he considered threats, but acknowledged there was no evidence that the killings actually took place. We don't know.
Mm.
Trump said, the scum that worked to convict the guy who brought us Silk Road, the drug dealing marketplace, was convicted by the same lunatics who were involved in the modern-day weaponization of government against me. So he pardoned the guy who created Silk Road, the drug marketplace online. Just pardoned him. He had two life sentences. Okay.
Two life sentences.
I believe it's two life sentences. So pardoned. This guy's out there again, and he's going to be out there on the internet, I would assume, fairly soon. This is Trump who wants the death penalty for drug dealers, mm-hmm. just like they have in China. Right?
Okay, right.
Now, he pardoned the guy who started the drug marketplace online. What
seems counterintuitive to
me.
Yeah,
it sounds a little...
How much you want to bet that Donald Trump was in some way, shape, or form using his business, and then he was mad when it went away.
Or maybe Don Jr.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You know, the media really has to kind of focus on. I didn't know about this story until I was watching Chris Hayes last night, and he brought it up because he was complaining that politicians, Democrats, when a pardon like this takes place, the Democrats are saying, well, what about the price of eggs? And Chris Hayes was going, really? You're going to bring up the price of eggs? If the Democrats had released some guy like this, do you think Fox News would be bringing up the price of eggs?
No.
Probably not. No. And he has a really good point.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to something about criticism of the media. This guy, Mr. Paul, was asked, anybody have any other suggestions for the media at a little conference? Now, let's listen to Cut 107. This is Mr. Paul. I don't know who this guy is, but he really came out swinging when asked,
Sydney,
what can you say?
Any relation to Mrs. Paul? Or
Mrs. Paul.
The fish stick lady?
Yes, I think so. Okay, let's listen to this.
Show of hands, does anyone disagree with Ms. Williamson on her point about the process? Does anyone on the stage disagree with Ms. Williamson about the process? Mr. Paul.
Our problem is we trusted you all. Your job was to inform the American people about what was going on in this country. But instead of informing the American people about what was going on in this country, you asked the same kind of gotcha questions that I am so sick and tired of hearing from journalists in this country. Joe Biden did a good job as president. He got good things done. And none of you ever said it because you wanted to ask, what's wrong with Joe Biden today? What's wrong with Joe Biden today? What's wrong with Joe Biden today? And because the media didn't inform the American people about what was going on, it became impossible for us to get any message out, and because we couldn't get any message out, nobody knew what we did, and that's why we lost the damn election. It is your people's fault, and I'm sick of it. I'm sorry.
Not sorry.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Drop the mic.
Isn't it one of the great screens? I just met it. That says it all right there.
Right.
I was just so tired of hearing about his age. I mean, you know, it's, what, 3.5 year difference between Trump and Biden?
Mm-hmm.
Or 4 years, something like that.
Yeah, no, I think
and it's just
three.
Ridiculous that we focus so much attention on that. And it's a nonsense question. And just, you know, you're hiding that, you know, Biden isn't qualified anymore to be president. You're hiding it. Who did this? Who started the hiding? Who came up with the idea to hide this? All this ridiculous nonsense.
Right.
That drove us crazy. Hey, it happened, okay? He stepped down. He put Kamala in his place. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
My God, you know, and then we never heard anything about what Biden had done. It just the focus had changed, and you know, control it. Of course, the Republicans controlled that. The MAGAs controlled that. Trump controlled it.
Mm-hmm.
The media reacts to whatever Trump and the MAGAs do because they're so outrageous, and we respond to it immediately. We dance to their tune.
Yeah,
that's what it's all
he
about.
Grabs the spotlight.
And we are
takes it and runs with it. Yeah.
We are the dupes here on the show for presenting most of what the administration does.
Wow, boy.
Why am I doing this?
Coming up, we're going to talk about the story of Josh Call and Governor Evers jumping on the bandwagon with 22 states.
Yeah, why don't we do that now?
Can we do that? I think we got a little time. It's you know, the 14th Amendment. They are objecting
birthright citizenship.
Yeah, and. There's 22 states that have now announced that they're going. They've got this coalition challenging the unconstitutional executive order issued by Trump that he attempts to end citizenship for certain kids born in America. Those born, you know, have a birthright according to the Constitution. If you're born in the United States, you're a citizen.
Yes,
that's been in place for a long time.
And to make it seem like you can just have an executive order and do away with it is insanity.
Well, right? And that's why these 22 states,
including Wisconsin,
and they've put together this coalition, and I think there'll probably be a few more states joining on.
I would assume there's other groups, too. The ACLU is suing, they might join in that. One of the interesting things about this is, and I heard this commentary, and that is that they put something out there like this to keep Democrats busy. You know?
Oh, really?
To get the legal people out, you know, supporting this and objecting to this. Distract them from what's going to happen in the administration.
Right. Yeah. Well, according to this, here's a quote from Josh Call, Attorney General. The Constitution, federal law, Supreme Court precedent all make clear that children who would be impacted by this executive order are U.S. citizens.
Yeah.
There's a lot more on that story coming out.
All right.
All right. 19 past the hour. We're back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning. We're about 10, 15 minutes away from Mike McKay joining us.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's 7:21. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Go to one of their stores on the east side or the west side. Check them out in person or just go to verlo.com. Be sure to ask about their lifetime guarantee on their mattresses.
Let's get to a whole bunch of text about the topics we're talking about this morning. But first, let's go and find out more about the weather.
Yes.
Because this is ridiculous. The polar vortex is killing us.
Yes. We have
Brittany on the line right now.
Good morning, Brittany.
Merlo, what do you have to say about all of this?
Yes.
It's warm today. It's nice. Balmy 7 degrees or something like that.
Right?
I'm not happy.
Well said, well said. I was going to say we're on the other side of the zero, so I'm kind of excited about it with this nice little warm-up.
Okay. We'll go with that.
How are you guys feeling over there? Is it lightly snowing still?
Yes. We've got a little bit of light snow, a little bit of dusting, just of a kind of a coating on the streets right now. Might be a little slippery out there.
You know, it's like in those cartoons where you see cars driving down the street and animated, and the snow is kind of puffing up around the snow tires and behind the car, and it's kind of just it's neat. You know, it's
That's my kind of snow. No,
that's how I see life.
Light,
a cartoon,
fluffy snow. Yeah. Isn't it beautiful?
It is. It is really neat.
Do you have snow this morning in Warsaw?
Yes, we do. We got some of ours overnight. It's kind of stopping now, and we're looking at some more scattered snow showers throughout the day today, but nothing major. Mm-hmm. I mean, actually, it's backwards. You're looking at possibly getting an inch total throughout the day, and I'm looking at a trace to a half an inch.
Wow.
And then, did you hear about Florida?
No.
I heard about New Orleans.
Well, you're going down to Florida as well.
Yeah, so you're going to Florida.
I saw snow just a day too late.
Yeah, we saw snow in New Orleans, and that's just an amazing sight, actually. They had a lot of snow down
fight
there.
That they had on Bourbon Street.
Yep.
Oh, how fun.
No, so what happened in Florida? What's going on there?
Pumped on. I mean, they got 8 inches of snowfall.
Oh, my God. Really? I did not hear that.
Hmm.
Well, we've written off Florida
records.
Anyway. So.
So here we are with an inch, and they're getting dumped on with over half a foot. So,
I wonder how my
crazy stuff, but hey, warmer temperatures, we'll take it.
My crazy uncle who moved to Florida from Wisconsin packed up his whole family and decided to move there. I wonder how he's dealing with the 8 inches of snow.
Oh, you got to reach out to him. I want to know.
And what about the orange groves? How does that affect them?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, those temperatures too. Yeah, below freezing. They're flirting with the freezing mark for highs today. They're not going to get above until, I think, tomorrow afternoon.
Wow.
So then some of that melting and refreezing overnights, a lot of icy conditions for them. So
a bunch of the trees are going to be affected by that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we looking at the next few days?
Well, some nicer temperatures today. Still breezy, unfortunately. Winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. So we're still feeling sub-zero right now. Mm-hmm. But throughout the afternoon, we'll warm up to highs of about 20. And, of course, staying cloudy with light snow possible on and off today. Tomorrow, the sun comes back out. It'll be bright and beautiful through Friday. Highs do get a little bit cooler tomorrow into the mid-teens, and then we'll be in the low 20s for Friday before a nice, warm weekend. More clouds on Saturday, but we will be above freezing into the mid-30s. And then Sunday, beautiful and sunny into the mid-20s.
Okay. So now, are you going to be in Florida tomorrow? Is that... what I hear?
Yep. Yes, okay. I am. I'm excited. Even though it's still cooler, when I get there, it's going to be in the 50s, which they'll probably still be in some advisories of cold weather. But by the time I leave, it'll be mid 70s.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yes. Throw that in our face.
Yeah.
I needed a break after this cold snap.
I get it.
Perfect planning.
It's fine. Well, you deserve a break.
You deserve a break.
We're sitting here suffering, and you're going to take off. All right, that's fine.
Well, send us a postcard or something. I don't know.
I'll bring a warm up with me when I come back. How's that?
Yeah, that's great.
You back Monday or Tuesday?
I'll be back Tuesday.
All right. Okay.
Very good. Tell us about your trip.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
We'll keep posted on your Facebook site. I know you have a few pictures there.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's get to some of these texts that we have here.
Okay.
We're talking about the Village People. The original members saying that the group that's out there now is not the original group, and they've given away the store, basically.
Yeah.
Given up everything that the Village People once stood for.
Yeah.
Representing the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we have Mark, who said maybe the Village People could rewrite the lyrics, starting with, old man.
Old man.
All right. And then we have, what have we got here?
We've got a text on AI. Lynn in Golden Valley has a degree in computer science that she got in the 80s, 1984.
Yeah.
She had a minor in AI. That's some 40 years ago.
In the 80s?
Yeah, I guess so.
No kidding. Well, they've been developing it a long time.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Oh, we want to send our congratulations out to Kelly in Madison. She won the Boys to Men tickets for today. We'll have another pair to give away tomorrow and also Friday. All right?
We're coming
to the State Fair in August. Yes. And we're getting some more texts in.
Mark, your references to songs baffle us sometime. Rush is, 2112?
Yeah. Trump will soon be like the system in Russia's 2112. Trump taking care of everything. The words we hear, the songs we sing, the pictures that give pleasure to our eyes. Okay.
Yeah, you know, that Spanish rapper that we heard from, you know, he thanked Trump for taking care of them. You know, this is the rugged, independent individual, right?
Right.
Well, we want somebody to take care of us. Boy, if a Democrat had said that, wow, we'd never hear the end of it, right? Hey, Repugs, we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Okay. I'm not sure what that's referencing.
Well, it's true. Yeah. They can't, but we can. All right. That's the big story there.
Okay. Good to know.
How about let me see.
We got a minute here.
Almost no time at all, right? I've got a story about snacks.
Snacks are good for you?
No, I got this out of ARP. It says here, the easing of marijuana laws is having a health impact. Little discussed, expanded waistlines from pot-related cravings.
Okay.
Using Nielsen IQ consumer data, researchers found states that decriminalized cannabis saw spending rise on snack foods.
Well, that's not a surprise, is it?
13%. Cookies, 17%, and
cookies.
Candy, 8.5%. So there you go. There is some economic news for you.
Connections there. Okay. It is coming up on 29 past. When we return, Mike McCabe will be with us. We're going to be talking about AI. It's a piece of cake, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes. Recipes.
Stay with us.
It's the John Gordy Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop.
Oh, yeah.
The all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
I love it.
Yes.
92.7 WMDX. Wow. It's been a busy show today.
It has, yes.
I'm exhausted already.
And now we welcome Mike McCabe into the studio, as we do every Wednesday. Good to see you, Mike.
Good morning.
Could you take over for us? I'm just...
Yeah, we'd like to take the rest of the show off.
Yeah.
Just take it from here. So, how you been? What's new? How's it going?
There's a lot more to talk about than that.
I know.
I'm good, but
just getting warmed up here.
I'm good, but I'm feeling a little cooped up,
I know. We're all sitting indoors.
Cabin fever has set in big time.
I know.
There it is. First time I've heard the reference to cabin fever. Thank you. You have an interesting article in Substack about AI and, a person kind of getting an idea for their novel through AI. My wife is a writer, fiction writer, and she just detests AI. And she has seen what has happened to the number of books that are being submitted and printed on Amazon that are written through AI, and it's just outrageous. Now, your reference is that author is using AI to come up with an idea for a novel. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And in using that, kind of introduces you to maybe being a little lazier, I think, and then maybe relying on that AI a little bit more and more and more. And it's a slow process where we finally, end up reading books written by authors who have come up with an idea and used AI to write their manuscript.
Yeah. I write about an author who decided to use AI just to brainstorm book ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But she was doing this because she also became aware of an author who actually used AI to write a novel.
Oh boy.
Okay.
And not like a novel that he would like steal from somebody else, like, hey, write me a James Patterson novel or write me a Stephen King novel. Mm-hmm. No, he wanted to write a novel in his own voice, mm-hmm. but he was using AI as the tool to do it. And so this other author wasn't quite ready to go there, but was willing to use AI to generate story ideas or book ideas. And I heard you talking before about your son who feels like, you know, all the falderal about AI is overblown and that, hey, it's been around with us for 15 years. And I think he's right. And he's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good. I've told him he was wrong, so let's pile on. Come on.
I think he's right in the sense that AI has been with us for a good long time.
Yes.
And it's sort of creeping into more and more dimensions of our lives. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of a slippery slope. You know, once it gets embedded in a certain thing, like... Mm-hmm. search engines and all this kind of stuff.
Or robots.
Yeah. Then it starts to creep into other areas, and pretty soon, you know, it has the capacity to supplant human creativity and get people writing novels using AI bots instead of actually using the imagination of the human mind. He's right in that AI's been with us for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He said 15 years. Maybe it's even longer than 15 years, but it's been a good long while. But I think he's wrong in the sense that we shouldn't be concerned about the application of AI.
Right.
We've talked about social media and the internet in general, how that was allowed to develop with no guardrails.
Right.
No societal guardrails whatsoever. It was just the Wild West. Use the internet however you choose to use the internet. And I think we're going down that same path with AI.
Uh-oh.
We haven't established any societal rules or guardrails.
Yeah.
There's no social conversation about what is the appropriate use of AI and what's inappropriate, where the lines should be drawn.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly haven't had a government that is up for any kind of discussion about AI and its use. And, you know, I think that creates a situation where eventually people's jobs can be eliminated and people's creativity can be stunted, if not snuffed out.
Right.
And you know, we're going to have a bunch of books written by bots and instead of by actual human beings. And
it's actually a new section at Amazon, books by bots.
And I think that's a mistake for our society.
Yeah.
We should be thinking out loud about what is the right way to use and interact with AI and what are wrong ways to allow this technology to influence our lives. And, you know, I would love to see AI used to do the menial and the mm-hmm. The boring stuff that
it should be doing.
It could be doing for us and relieving us from those monotonous duties. But it should leave the creative and the magical to the human mind, the human imagination.
But that's not what's happening. You know, there are a couple of really good applications of AI and what it can do. I just read something in the latest art magazine where they're suggesting that you bring up on your phone AI, and when you're talking to the doctor, record it. And then have AI analyze your discussion with the doctor and have it analyze what really happened during that session, what it recommends, what the doctor was trying to tell you. It seems like a really nice application for AI at that point, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know, AI is already being put to use in the exploration of cures for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe AI will be able to speed up the process of curing
connecting dots,
some cancers.
Perhaps.
Exactly. Yeah. And if that can be a tool that humans can use to for that benefit, great. Mm-hmm. But I had this conversation with a 25-year-old on a flight from Charlotte to Orlando recently. And he's from Michigan, but for some reason was flying from Charlotte to Orlando as I was. Mm-hmm. And he was a huge fan of AI and sang really? Its praises and was so excited about what the future will hold because of AI.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, if you look at some photos, images that are generated by AI, you know, AI seems to have some problems with the human hands. And a lot of the pictures will have either sort of deformed fingers or maybe six fingers on each hand.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, some weird stuff. And then if you just use an AI bot for search purposes, AI has been known to hallucinate. Sort of, it scrapes the whole internet.
It'll take movie,
for information.
Movie captions and all this other stuff.
But if there's a gap, it'll try to fill it in. Sometimes it'll make up sources that it'll cite. They're just totally made up sources. Mm-hmm. I've seen that. And then also, it'll just manufacture facts. And sometimes it'll just be hallucinatory. And I mentioned that to him, and he said, that's so overblown, and that's ridiculous. Although I've seen it with my own eyes, I've done searches. I actually did a search related to my own book, my own novel, and found AI told me that it was written by a woman in California.
Wow! well, wait a minute.
And proceeded to describe the plot in a reasonably accurate fashion. It didn't have it completely right, but it had the setting right for the story. And I thought, is there another book out there that it was written by this woman in California? And I looked her up, and she has not written a book called Miracles Along County Q.
Is she a writer?
And she is a writer, but it just decided to assign this book to her. And that was an example of AI hallucinating.
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, that's ridiculous. It's overblown." And he told me, you know, if I could show you pictures that I've taken with my own phone, and then say some AI pictures, and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. So just for fun, I posted on Facebook, kind of a summary of our discussion on the flight, and I accompanied it with a photo of a woman, out camping. And it was an AI-generated image, and a woman with hiking boots and everything, and there was a tent that she had put up, and a campfire inside the tent.
Wow.
AI, when asked to generate an image of a woman with a campfire and a tent out camping, it put the fire inside the tent. And I thought, you know, that's a little bit of a telltale sign
that
was an AI generated image. So yeah, we've got to be willing to think out loud about what AI does for us, how it does it for us, and what is left for humans to do.
Talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author. So let's talk about AI and getting into actual news stories and politics and, you know, the fact that it can generate these images that look completely real, mm-hmm. of putting maybe a couple of politicians together that have never met, or a couple mm-hmm. of, you know, I mean, what are the dangers, and how can we prevent that kind of thing? It seems to me they ought to watermark something that's AI, but I don't know
required,
how.
Required.
Yeah, some sort of
a guardrail.
A guardrail or something that says this image has been, altered by AI is generated by AI.
That would be a wonderful example of something that should inspire guardrails to be erected. Mm-hmm. There should be rules and laws created that said these are safeguards to protect the public against false information being spread using AI. Mm-hmm. And that's not even being entertained.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Nobody in the halls of power are thinking about it because they're being paid. Their campaigns are being supported by people who want completely unfettered ability to use AI however they damn well please.
Trump mentioned that, you know. He mentioned money in there, bringing these big CEOs in who are promoting AI data buildings. We had a discussion about this with Busted Pencils, Tim Slecker. And we were talking about AI, and its references could be wrong every once in a while. And one of the examples I saw at the time was that, you know, you ask what Abraham Lincoln had said in the past, and it took a quote out of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter movie. So there are some problems with that.
There are.
And then we didn't talk about it. I think we're going to have a discussion on it, and that is to use AI, the cameras on your computers, for online learning, and that camera can scan you as you're doing their lessons, and it interprets your interest level, your abilities, your attention span. It does all of those things, and it helps the teacher on the other end analyze if they're making a mark on you, or, you know, able to at least get across the ideas, and then adjust the learning lessons to your capabilities and what it has noticed, or, you know, what it came up with using AI. So that might be a good application. I'm wondering actually whether we're going to have cameras on every desk in our schools doing the same exact thing, interpreting every student in the class and their interest level, and whether we're getting across anything to them, or if they're exceptional students that may need an AP class.
Speaking of cameras, in the television news business, there are some companies that own TV stations that are starting to experiment with doing away with news directors.
Yes.
There are producers and directors in television news. The producers are writing the content and writing what goes on the teleprompter that the anchor ends up reading on the air. The director is controlling where the cameras are positioned and doing all the technical stuff and putting graphics up on the screen. And there are station groups that are now experimenting with doing away with the directors, having the producers write the news.
That makes sense.
But have AI control everything else, put the graphics up on the screen, position the cameras, do all the technical stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what happens the first time when they put some graphic up on the screen or you know, something up there that is horribly hallucinatory.
Exactly. Yeah.
We will be back with Mike McCabe in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Remind the slaves they ain't gonna make it out alive today. I said, hey, you, poison the well, watch it all burn, take him straight to hell. He's got the whole world in his hands. It was nice to know you. Vulcan Dare, come on.
Yeah, 92.7 WMDX. Talking AI, and we'll continue that discussion in just a moment.
Mm-hmm. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can check them out in person at their east side location or west side location in Madison, or go to verlo.com.
You know, this Elon Musk's influence on Trump may have something to do with AI. Pete from Winneconne wrote this. I have a theory that Elon threw so much money behind Trump because of AI, the Democrats at this point should at least try to put privacy protections in place to limit the use of all our personal information. And those would be those guardrails that we've talked about so much here in the program, right?
That would be one of the guardrails.
Yeah.
There should be several, but that would be an important one.
Yep. Yeah. You brought up in your article, by the way, paint by number. It brought back a whole flood of times where I was painting by number. Did you ever do that?
Paint by number.
Of course.
Paint by number.
Yeah. Of course, that's the only way I could paint.
Right?
Okay, I went to art school. But
those who can should.
Yeah. Well, that was AI back then, you know. Yeah.
For me, the written word comes more... easily, and painting was always a chore, but
you know, there's something about paint by number now that I kind of I was walking through the retirement home, and they had puzzles up on the walls, and you know, made it so the puzzles didn't fall apart, you know, on the walls. And they also had a paint by number, a couple of pictures of paint by number. And I was nostalgic for them. I actually had a, like, you know, I felt warm and fuzzy looking at one of those things, you know. It's just, it's mostly the nostalgia. It's not an admiration of art.
Right.
Okay. So maybe you mentioned something about reading too much into acquiring knowledge, or at least that's my interpretation of what I was reading in your Substack article, that we put so much importance on acquiring knowledge and our ability to absorb what we read and absorb all day long, that AI is like a shortcut, the ability to kind of scope it down and give you more information. And it could help society. We may not actually consider AI important in our lives. We might not put it up there as a god, and we might just use it automatically and use it whimsically, you know, not even really care too much about it, use it when we need it, reject a lot of the what we do read from AI. It may not be as important as we're kind of making it out to be now because it's such a hot topic, right?
Well,
is that possible?
AI, it has accelerated our ability to gather and acquire knowledge.
Yes. Yeah.
You can get an answer for something instantly. You can just pick up your phone and and just ask about some topic, and you'll get the answer. You'll get the information really quickly. So we've got access. We've got information at our fingertips in a way that we've never had it before. But there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. And you can have knowledge that maybe you shouldn't use in certain ways. And that's wisdom.
Yeah.
When you're making a choice about what to do with a piece of knowledge, that's wisdom. And I think the concern is that we gather knowledge so quickly now.
Mm-hmm.
We have answers at our fingertips, and then we sort of impulsively put it to use.
Yeah.
Sometimes in embarrassing ways, sometimes in really damaging or despicable ways. And I think our capacity, our technological capacity to get answers is fast surpassing our capacity to develop wisdom. And ultimately, humanity depends on both the development and application of wisdom.
Right.
You can know something and also understand that you really should not do certain things with that knowledge. And that's wisdom. And I think we're at a point, I mentioned what Einstein said, was our technology is surpassing our humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And in his time, he had that fear that our technological prowess was getting ahead of our humanity. And I think there's the real danger with AI.
It's like we're on fast forward all the time.
We're on fast
forward. And we want instant answers.
Yep.
And
that's right.
I worry about the military with AI getting involved with making decisions about nuclear conflicts and things like that, or any kind of conflicts.
Think about any decision, whether it's to push a button and launch a missile, or whether it's to hire or fire somebody in a workplace, or you know, sometimes you just have to take a few moments to gather your thoughts and ponder it for a bit and roll the ideas around in your head for a while before you make the decision. But we're pushing the fast forward button constantly. Yeah. We want the answers faster, and then we want to get to the next topic. And that's where there could be the death of wisdom.
Boy, absolutely.
Well, Mike, we are about out of time. I want to mention that Mike McCabe will be at Arcadia Bookstore in Spring Green on Saturday, February 1st at 2 o'clock. It's a great place, Spring Green.
Great place, and I actually wrote that book.
You did?
No, what? No AI bot was used to write that book.
Miracles on Long County Q.
It came from my own imagination.
That's good. A miracle.
Good to know. It's a great book, too. All right, Mike, thanks. We'll see you next Wednesday.
All right.
And tomorrow, we will welcome in Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. Also, more Boys to Men tickets.
Wow, can't wait.
John, have a great day.
You know, Gord, I was going to say the same thing to you, but I thought maybe not.
I was going to say that to Sam, but then I had second thoughts.
I was going to say that to you, John.
Okay, well, let's Sam get didn't look here. Like he was interested.
Stephanie Miller's next. That's why I went.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.